The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hey, just a program note. Many of you respond every time I have Pastor Jim Custer on the air. We talk prophecy together. Jim Custer, Lord willing, will be joining me this coming Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pastor Jim Custer will be with me this coming Wednesday at 4 p.m. So mark that on your calendar if you're interested in prophecy at all. I don't know of anybody who knows more about biblical prophecy than Pastor Jim Custer. And so many things are happening around the world that point to the return of Christ. I'm not a date setter, neither is he. There are nut jobs out there that write book after book after book about this and this, and then things, you know, I'm thinking of some guy down in Texas who I will not mention because I don't want to mention Hagee, so I won't mention who it is. But, you know, the whole Y2K thing and the blood moons and, you know, hundreds of thousands of books prophesying this and this is going to happen, and then none of it happened. Jim Custer is not one of those. Anyway, he will be joining me this coming Wednesday at 4 p.m. Interesting story about Planned Parenthood. I remember it's been several years ago, a pastor down in the Cincinnati area became just furious with me one day because I said Planned Parenthood is evil. Oh, my goodness. He flipped out because it wasn't his wife. I think it was his sister-in-law went to a Planned Parenthood facility and had a cancer screening. And they found that she had cancer, and they found it early and it could take care of it. Okay. Don't forget, Hitler had the trains running on time. You know, because an organization does something good does not mean that the organization is not evil. And Planned Parenthood, I believe, is evil. Well, Myra Rodriguez, I think, would agree with that. She was the director of three Planned Parenthood locations in Arizona, and she was with them for 17 years before she was fired. Yeah, she was on. She was the director of three Planned Parenthood locations in Arizona, and she was fired in October of 2017. Now, why was she fired? Well, because according to her, she spoke out about illegal conduct within the company, including, quote, falsification of affidavits and patient records, incomplete abortions, among many other reasons. Well, she sued for wrongful termination, and she was just awarded $3 million because the court found her claims were true. Now, again, she was director of three Planned Parenthood locations 17 years. She's fired because she finally realized she was working for an evil organization. She said, quote, "I hope my case is a lesson to other workers that shows them the truth will prevail. I also hope my case is a lesson to employers who abuse their power. Sometimes the underdog wins and justice will be done." She sought to bring justice as she sued Planned Parenthood for wrongful termination. Quote, "2 weeks after the trial began, Rodriguez gained victory this past Friday as an Arizona court ruled unanimously in favor of the former director and awarded her with $3 million in damages." Rodriguez said the organization, who claims, quote, that they want to help and stand up for immigrants, is not true. She says her former Planned Parenthood executives would call her a liar and shamed me for my immigration status, but here we are. The jury heard the truth. Now, you might think, oh, well, she became pro-life, and the story doesn't say that. I don't know whether she's pro-life or not. I don't know whether she's had a conversion from being pro-abortion to pro-life. I don't know. The point is, she sued them for falsification of affidavits, falsification of patient records, incomplete abortions among the ever-popular, among other reasons. She said they lied about her, they lied to her, they treated her unfairly, and they fired her because she confronted them about illegal activity that they were involved in. Now, once again, there is no indication that she has become pro-life. I hope she has. And if she hasn't, I hope she will. But here's the point. She sued them not on pro-life grounds, but on professional grounds. Illegal conduct, falsification of records, and so forth. And, of course, this is not the first time that Planned Parenthood around the country has been accused of similar things. As I said, I believe they're an evil organization, top to bottom. Are there well-meaning people that work there? Yeah, I'm sure there are. They believe what they're doing is right. They have been deceived, but the organization itself, evil. Talking about evil, a brand new study released from the University of Southern California on elder abuse. Elder abuse. Talk about evil, elder abuse. The study focused on physical abuse, but also financial abuse, and much of the study is what we would expect. There's an enormous amount of elder abuse, elder scams, but here is what I did not expect. Of the financial scams perpetrated on senior citizens, the majority from family members. Did you hear that? When senior citizens are scammed out of their money, the majority of the time, it is not a stranger. It is not those wicked phone calls trying to fool senior citizens. It's family members. Quote, "Even more unsettling, in many cases, a family member was committing more than one type of abuse. 32% who reported family abuse listed multiple abuse situations, not just financial, but physical as well. Elder abuse is estimated to affect 1 in 10 older American adults every single year. And unfortunately, many instances of abuse end up not being reported, meaning that far more may be suffering from abuse than estimated, because, again, the majority of the abuse comes from family members." Talk about unconscionable. Family members taking advantage of an older family member for financial gain. It's just a reminder of the fallen nature of man. Sad. Sad. All right. It's not sad that we're going to take a break, because you're going to hear some important announcements. I can take a little bit of a break, catch my breath, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I try very, very hard not to deal with gossip, to pass on things that we don't know about, particularly in the Christian community. But this story, well, it's public, so it's not... it's not gossip. It's all over the Christian news media. And it's about Billy Graham's grandson, Tullian Chavigian. And I think I pronounced that correctly, because I interviewed him many years ago, and I practiced Chavigian. And I think I got it right. And again, this is all very, very public. This is not private. This is not out of school. This is not gossip. He became pastor of D. James Kennedy's church down in Fort Lauderdale, Coral Ridge Presbyterian. D. James Kennedy was one of the best known pastors in America. And Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church was one of the best known churches in all of America. That's where evangelism explosions started. Huge mega church down in Fort Lauderdale. Well, when... Dr. Kennedy passed away. The elders hired Tullian Chavigian. That was several years ago. Almost immediately, his pastorate was quite controversial. He made a lot of immediate changes, which is just not very smart. I mean, D. James Kennedy was a legend. He was walking into the shoes of a legend. And common sense tells you, if you make changes, make them very, very slowly, and make sure that your church is on board and that you bring the people. Well, he made a lot of changes, a lot of drastic changes very quickly. They lost a whole bunch of people and so on and so forth. Well, fast forward to 2015, and his marriage was breaking up, and it was discovered that he was having an adulterous affair with several parishioners. It was just a sad thing, and he was fired. He was fired over the and it was a scandal. Big church, the successor to D. James Kennedy. He was also, he also lost his pastoral credentials by the South Florida Presbytery. They did an expansive investigation, found out that there was a whole lot of things going on behind the scenes, and they yanked his ordination papers from the South Florida Presbytery of the, I think that's the PCA, Presbyterian Church of America. In a very short time, the Willow Creek Church in Winter Springs hired him. I mean, there was still this cloud, affairs, sexual improprieties. He lost his preaching credentials, and Willow Creek in Winter Springs hired him. And so many people thought, what are you doing? I mean, this was just a short period of time later. And he was on the staff there at Willow Creek in Florida for a short period of time. And it was found out he was having another extramarital affair. And they fired him. So he kind of went away for a while. Why am I bringing this up? Well, he's back. He is starting a brand new church down in Florida. He admits that what he did was kind of wrong, but not really, because the women that he had these relationships, it was consensual. And since he didn't force himself on any of them, it was wrong and he shouldn't have done it, but it wasn't, he wasn't abusing his power. He wasn't abusing his position. He was just, well, he wasn't using common sense. Well, there is an organization called GRACE, GRACE, and his uncle, Emmanuel Chavijian, and his brother, Boz Chavijian, are members of this organization that explores sexual abuse within the evangelical community and begins restoration and so forth. And they are, this is his brother and his uncle, that they are deeply disturbed that Tullian Chavijian is back in the ministry. He hasn't been invited by any church, any organization. He just decided, well, if nobody else will let me preach, I'll just start my own church. And so he has. He said, some people think I should just shut up and crawl in a cave and never come out because I'm not qualified to be leading spiritually anyway because of everything that I went through and everything I did. Other people champion it because they go, it's about time churches are led by people who know what it feels like to, you know, fall on their face and be in the gutter and so on and so forth. So he is starting his own church down in southern Florida. I hope and pray that it doesn't turn out the way it has the last three times. I think it's very, very unwise. In my opinion, he needs to be under the mentorship of some spiritual leaders that he can be accountable to. From what I can gather in this story, he is not accountable to anyone. I hope not, but I feel this is not going to end well again.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.